Track 28. Road transport has become by far the most common means of forwarding goods from A to B, at least nationally and Europe-wide. But the increasing number of vehicles on our roads has also given rise to serious accidents. Our expert, Dr. David Cunningham, is going to inform us about causes, effects, and possible measures to minimise or even prevent certain forms of accident.
Good evening, Mr. Winters. You're perfectly right in assuming that the number of accidents in transport has risen. When we hear that, we normally think of overturned trucks on motorways. But these accidents account for only a part of the actual statistics. Very often, it is less spectacular. Objects falling off vehicles happens more frequently.
What are the main factors in transport accidents?
We normally distinguish between human, mechanical, and environmental factors. The human factor accounts for roughly 85% of accidents. The percentages of mechanical and environmental factors are almost identical.
What precisely do these factors consist of?
Well, mechanical factors include poor vehicle maintenance, tyre blowouts, or insufficient equipment. Heavy rainfall, strong winds, or icy roads are among the environmental conditions that contribute to road accidents. In some cases, it is also the quality of the roads that causes problems. You see, even in Europe, we still have rural areas with unsurfaced roads. But, as I said before, it is the drivers we worry about most. Growing competition has led to an increasing number of drivers who don't rest enough, drive even if they are unfit for it, or speed to make up for delays.
What are the effects of this trend?
Of course, there is a higher risk for the driver's health, the goods, and the vehicle. But in many cases, other people are put at risk, which is one of the main reasons for the rather negative image of the whole logistics industry.
You have worked out some easy-to-follow instructions for logistics companies to ensure the safety of people, goods and vehicles.
Yes, I have. We found that companies are willing to make an effort to reduce risks, but find it hard to implement methods that are too complex and time-consuming. Therefore, we have come up with a simple checklist for drivers, trucks and their load.
Could you give us one or two examples of these instructions?
Certainly. The list checks whether the load presents some sort of unusual hazard. For example, livestock is more difficult to secure than containers and is likely to move during transport, which might affect the stability of the vehicle. Or drivers are asked whether they have to deal with blind corners, obstacles, or reversing at the warehouse, because these are major sources of accidents.
Any further tips?
Constant training and supervision of staff should be part of the regular company routine. Providing an adequate facility design of the loading areas and fitting trucks with warning devices are further measures to make workplace transport safer.
Thank you very much for coming here tonight.